Good morning. This is Brady with KBBS. It's 1450 AM, 103.5 FM. This is Community Speaks. Community Speaks is brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Stop into the Prescription Shop where they are so much more than just prescription medication. Joining me this morning is Lisa Mullen with the Johnson County Healthcare Center. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
How's everything going today?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. And today we're going to talk about breast cancer awareness because this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month as we roll into October here. And you've got an event coming up. It's called Ladies Night Out. What can you tell me about this event?
Yes, correct. So first of all, thanks for having me this morning. And yes, we're promoting breast cancer awareness. As everybody knows, is October, as the pink is flying, is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And on this next Tuesday, which is October 9th, we will be hosting at the clinic a event for free breast cancer screenings. So myself and the other female providers at the clinic, so Dr. Rice and Dr. Williams and Chelsea Puente, RPA, will be doing free breast exams for women, and we encourage you to come down and get a free breast exam because it's not always easy to do time-wise and stuff. People who are at risk for breast cancer are usually busy moms and, you know, might not make the time for themselves a lot of times as well. And so this event is going to be in the evening from 5:30 to 7:30, again, on Tuesday evening. And not only will we be providing free breast exams, but also there will be our radiology department there to help you get set up for a mammogram, as well as if you might not have insurance or maybe cannot afford a mammogram, there will also be some a provider from the state program that has some free breast exams that they have some money for that. And so we can also get you hooked up with some of those extra resources if necessary to make sure that all of the appropriate screenings and things happen. There'll also just be some fun things at the event too. We'll have some massages and appetizers and food and drink and everything too, just to kind of have some time together with all our, you know, female providers and things.
And I would imagine that one of the great things about this event, a breast cancer awareness event where you do the free exams, is that a lot of times, and especially with breast cancer, but a lot of cancers, if they're found early, then they're much more likely to be able to be treated and cured.
Correct. That's exactly right, Brady. So the earlier you can find any cancer, usually the better prognosis and things for patients. And kind of when I think about breast cancer as a provider, I usually think about it in two aspects. Yes, you need a mammogram. Usually a screening mammogram is recommended when you're over 40, or if you have a family history, sometimes earlier than that. And so lots of times we ask you to talk with your provider about what would be the best screening for you. But also not only a mammogram, but actually a breast exam too, because sometimes we can feel things, or you yourself might feel things and come in and be concerned. Then we can actually go and do the appropriate imaging. And usually the two together will be the best thing of how we can find something early. And that's exactly why we ask people to get mammograms too, is because sometimes you can't feel things, but we can see them on a mammogram before that we might be actually able to palpate a lump or something like that. So breast cancer screening, including mammograms and both a physical exam, are both important aspects of that type of care.
And who is most likely to get breast cancer, or who is the sort of age group or people that should definitely get checked out in you know, the age that they should start doing that?
Sure, that's a good question too. And this varies a little bit, but kind of the biggest thing is usually women, we start screening mammograms at age 40. And so 40 kind of to 60 is the highest population usually of people to get breast cancer. Now, that being said, I've had patients earlier than that and certainly patients later than that too. And it's a little bit controversial about when to stop mammograms. I usually kind of talk to you individually as a patient about kind of what you want to do and things as well. But really, a lot of times it's that 40 to 60 is kind of our prime population, unless you have like a family history. So if you're especially a first degree relative, so if your mom or sister has had breast cancer in, you know, their 40s, then you actually should probably start getting screening in their 30s. So about 10 years prior to someone in your family having an event. And also men can get breast cancer as well. I know we always promote it for females and various things too, but there are men that get breast cancer too. So if you've noticed a lump or anything like that, then we'd want you to get screened as well.
And how often, you talked about the age groups that should get the mammograms. How often should someone get a mammogram?
Yeah, that's also a good question. And there's a lot of actually variation in some of this in the guidelines, and they're not all kind of uniform at this point in time. But most of us still recommend annual, so once a year, a mammogram after your age of 40.
Okay. And when should someone begin screening? You talked about some of the age groups for mammograms, but maybe someone just screening themselves. What's an appropriate age for that?
So I actually talk to my patients about it at any of their well woman checks. So I actually have women in their 20s start doing self-breast exams, and usually just once a month or so, and teach them how to do self-breast exams, because a lot of times you yourself will be the one that finds something first, because I always talk to my patients about how breast tissue is all lumpy and bumpy. And so when you know your tissue, you'll notice when something else is different. So I actually recommend it even starting, as early in their 20s.
And for someone maybe looking to do this for the first time, what type of doctor should they see? Just their regular family doctor?
Yes, absolutely. So any of us at the clinic would be happy to see you. But usually, again, it's like your primary care provider. And I usually encompass it in a we call a well woman check. But again, I know, as I kind of mentioned before, sometimes it's hard to get away during the day if you work or if you're a mom and those kind of things. And so that's one aspect of why we wanted to do this event at nighttime or in the evening. So hopefully we can get some more people there that maybe wouldn't be able to get away during the day. And again, it's a free, we'll do a free breast exam by one of our female providers, and then we can get you set up to get your mammogram and those kind of things scheduled.
Okay. And what are some of the causes for breast cancer?
So that's also a good question that we don't know a lot about, to be completely honest. We definitely know that there's a genetic component to it. So there are certain genes that breast cancer follows. And if you're very high risk, we'll actually do some, or we might recommend some genetic testing for you. That way you can actually, especially if you have daughters and things as well, then you can kind of get them screened also. But there's some possibility of environmental factors as well. And, you know, cancer in general is a whole thing that still has a lot of discoveries to be made, and why and how we can stop it, basically. But breast cancer particularly is, you know, especially for women, one of the most common forms of cancer to get. Actually, 1 in 8 women will get breast cancer in their lifetime. And so most of us know somebody who's either going through treatment, has gone through treatment, or but 1 in 8 is a pretty, you know, high statistic. So.
Absolutely. Talking with Lisa Mullen from the Johnson County Healthcare Center, Breast Cancer Awareness Month going on right now. And next Tuesday, October the 9th, they have their Ladies Night Out event. Do people need to register for this event ahead of time?
Nope. It's an open house kind of style, so you can actually stop by whenever. So if you can't get there at 5:30, that's totally fine. It goes, again, from 5:30 to 7:30, and you can just stop by when you can and just check in at the clinic, and then we'll kind of filter you in to get your exam and, like I said, to the radiology department. And then also we'll have some prizes and various other things kind of for some fun stuff to do for you guys as well.
So it's not just all doom and gloom.
Correct. We want it to be a fun event, but also with a purpose. So
also a serious event.
Correct.
Absolutely. Again, Lisa Mullen with the Johnson County Healthcare Center. They've got their Ladies Night Out Breast Cancer Awareness event next Tuesday, October the 9th, from 5:30 to 7:30. Just stop on out for your free breast exams on that evening. Lisa, thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Keep those dials tuned. KBBS.